And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick the Moose Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at TipTV.co.uk. The date, Monday the 8th of December. We're here 10 a.m. every day, covering markets and sport, live from the heart of London, St Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term training. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. We've got quite a few viewer requests. Let's start.
We've gone to Petropavlovsk.
As in POG.
POG, that it's colloquially known as the dog because it's down 85% off the peak. It used to be known as Peter Hambro Mining.
Yeah.
But they have had what is a fully underwritten share issue to save the company, apparently. Shares now down at 10 pence. And it looks as though the future of the company has been underwritten, and we'll have to see how that plays out.
Wow. Okay, so that's a poll. So let's have a look at AMC, if we could, on a full screen, if possible.
Full screen. Amiel Minerals, the stock that we had the CEO here a few weeks, months ago. I've been looking for 11 pence like a broken record for the last few weeks, and finally it's happened. That target was derived by probably a resistance line, something like that. And so we've seen it gap through that, and probably looks like it's going to do much more than that as well in the near term.
Yeah,
so, if you look at where it was before.
As I recall, they've got lots, and it's just a question of getting out of the ground to get it.
But it's just, it's a good combination of the fundamentals where we interview the CEO and the technicals where there's a decent turnaround on the chart.
The next one, OEX.
OEX, a particular favourite of mine amongst the smaller companies. Great chart at the moment, in the sense we've got this descending triangle, falling wedge, which is a bullish formation, bullish divergence in the RSI window as well. So we'd expect this 50-day moving average in this trend line from July to break and push the shares higher.
Okay, GPX.
A stock that's been bombed out largely due to its Syria exposure. Obviously, the situation there not pretty, but it does look as though we've got at least an intermediate. It's probably the line here is probably a little bit lower than that, but an intermediate rebound off the floor of this channel, maybe back towards 35, 40 pence.
Okay, BYOT.
Looks like this is also basing. We've got the typical final bear trap, which we had here in September. 3 pence support, maybe break the 200-day moving average at 3.79 pence to take it higher.
Okay, we've just got a couple of minutes left. So I just thought, in terms of the non-farm payroll Friday, again, a resumption of the trend, euro-dollar, two-year lows, dollar-yen making new highs, 121. If you'd been watching Tip TV on the currencies, you'd have done pretty well on Stephen Woodcock's.
I think it's been spot on. I think what's also refreshing is just his approach, very, very simple. Doesn't blind you with science or say, well, if this happens or that happens, then we're not, and he doesn't sort of give you 100 different conditions, just very straight. And, and I don't think it gets better than that, really.
Yeah. And finally, I saw that the RAC urging petrol prices should be slashed by 7p a litre before Christmas to keep pace with plummeting oil prices, according to the RAC. There was actually quite a good article. I thought to myself, if you're saving £10 or so every time that you fill up your car, you're gonna have a feel-good factor, aren't you, into Christmas, or maybe not?
I think it's helpful, but I think, as that article hints, not all of the reduction in the crude oil price is being passed on. Passed on, and not as quickly as maybe it should as well.
When you think the crude has fallen by 40%.
Don't think the headline figure on the petrol station has fallen by 40%.
40%, agreed. Okay, Zach Mir, PR Master Investor, thank you for that live market roundup. Let's take a very quick break, and then we'll be with Mr. Craig Drake, Head of Institutional Research, FX Street, to talk about the day ahead. Thank you.